Breakfast with Martin Bester.
All right, on the line is Jesse Clay, everybody. Hey, Jesse.
Hey, bro. How you doing, man?
Lekker, you?
I'm good, man.
Good to hear your voice again. How's the lockdown been treating you?
Dude, this is definitely the earliest I've woken up since the lockdown started, so thank you for that.
Good. So what we do on the show every morning is we guess what your lockdown situation looks like. Amos Smith, do you want to take it away this morning?
Girlfriend, no pet.
Girlfriend, no pet, just the two of them.
Yep.
All right, Liesl?
Girlfriend, two dogs.
Girlfriend, two dogs. Mm-hmm. All right. Are you possibly with the rest of your family, Jesse? I'm guessing maybe with multiple pets, mixed pets.
Okay.
Cats and dogs. Who's right?
Okay, well, none of you guys follow me on Instagram clearly because you'd know I have tons of cats at my house.
Oh!
Alma! Burn! You can stay, though. You can be cat lady with me.
Yeah, I've got three cats and I'm here with my girlfriend.
Oh, come on.
And how's that been going for you?
Yeah, it's been good, man. It's been very chilled. Just been, I've got a little studio set up here. So I've been doing some writing and some mixing, and I'm busy mixing my new single at the moment. It's being mixed in LA, but we're doing these live Zoom sessions between the two studios. So that's been fun and weird. And yeah, man, just trying to stay busy, you know.
Listen, doing a performance via, you know, when you're not in the same spot is no joke. It's not easy. Okay. Even if it's just for a demo or whatever. We did it as well. I'm actually about to post a video getting four guys in four different spots to play together is not easy.
No, it's not at all.
It is not easy. The technology is there. Maar it's not yet klaar nie. You know, I think there'll be a version the next lockdown, there'll be a better version that helps us with latency and stuff like
dude,
that.
Dude, I don't want to think about the next lockdown. Please, let's just get through this one.
Jesse!
Shame, man, guys.
Shall we break it to him now? Listen, how's the rest of your family? Everyone okay?
Yeah, we're all okay, man. You know, we're safe and healthy and, you know, thank goodness for that. And, you know, we just hunkered down with the rest of the world and just hoping for the best and feeling, you know, grateful that we're safe. And, you know, it's a crazy situation out there, you know, and we're just trying to get through it, just for like everyone else.
And obviously changed your plans for the year. I know you did a lot of traveling between here and LA and in the States and stuff.
I nearly got stuck in LA, man. I got back the day before the South African lockdown started.
Oh,
and I flew back. I had a ton of sessions booked that week and they ended up getting cancelled.
Yeah.
So I jumped on the next flight and I flew via France and my flight ended, flew out of France at 11:45 PM, just before midnight.
What?
And from midnight, their travel ban started. So I was literally the last flight out of France. I would have been in France right now, man.
Dude, you just made it out in time. How lucky are you?
It was literally 15 minutes. I was the last flight out of France before they hunkered down. So, yeah, it was pretty crazy, man. And, yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, I had lots of shows this year, and that's all not happening.
That's all gone for now. So we make the best
for now.
For now, what I'm interested in, I say this to musicians every morning, I'm very keen to hear what kind of tone is coming from the songwriting from this lockdown. How will people write? I mean, they're just listening to your traveling and just getting out of France in time already sounds like a song, you know, just making it home just in time, because we've never had something like this to write about in our lifetime.
Yeah, no, and it's true, man. You know, you have a lot of time for reflection and sort of kind of looking inward and asking some questions about the way you live and the way you prioritize your life. You know, it's fascinating to be at home for so long and to actually appreciate your home and to see your friends and family. I mean, as a musician, it's very strange for me. I mean, I travel all the time, so this was a really nice little reset in a way. There have been some benefits.
Yeah, there have. Have you stumbled upon an alternative career? Have you, like a chef maybe, if it had to go there? What is a talent that you've discovered?
The amount of video games I've been playing, I think I'm going professional.
Do you know how much money there is in gaming?
Esports.
I'm doing it, dude. I'm doing it. I'm gonna start a Twitch stream, and you guys can watch me play in my gown on my couch.
Oh goodness!
Exactly what's on our list of things to do. Jesse, good catching up with you. What song are you gonna perform for us this morning?
I'm gonna do Today.
Cool. Love that song. Always will. Listen, thank you so much for doing this. Love to the family, everyone there at home, your numerous cats and everyone there. Thank you so much. Can't wait for the performance. Good to speak to you, Jesse. Hopefully we see each other again sometime soon.
Yes, man. Cool. Would love that.
All right, Jesse.
Thank you, man.
Thanks for doing it. Cheers, bud. Bye. So Jesse Clegg are live on Facebook right now. Go to Breakfast with Martin Bester on Facebook and you can watch his performance. I think that was his very first big hit, actually. His breakout single, if I remember correctly. Fantastic song. Go and watch him perform that live just for you now. This
is Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Elke ochend is a frek lekker ochend.
6 to 9 weekdays on